February 18, only one safe course. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Matthew 26:41. What shall I say to arouse the remnant people of God? I warn all who profess the name of Christ to closely examine themselves and make full and thorough confession of all their wrongs, that they may go beforehand to judgment, and that the recording angel may write pardon opposite their names. My brother, my sister, if these precious moments of mercy are not improved, you will be left without excuse. If you make no special effort to arouse, if you will not manifest zeal in repenting, these golden moments will soon pass, and you will be weighed in the balance and found wanting. In the warning to watch and pray, Jesus has indicated the only safe course. There is need of watchfulness. Our own hearts are deceitful. We are encompassed with the weakness and frailties of humanity, and Satan is intent to destroy. We may be off our guard, but our adversary is never idle. Knowing his tireless vigilance, let us not sleep as do others, but watch and be sober. The spirit and influence of the world must be met, but they must not be allowed to take possession of the mind and heart. Closely examine your own heart as in the light of eternity. Hide nothing from your examination. Search, oh, search as for your life, and condemn yourself. Pass judgment upon yourself, and then by faith claim the cleansing blood of Christ to remove the stains from your Christian character. Do not flatter or excuse yourself. Deal truly with your own soul, and then as you view yourself a sinner, fall all broken at the foot of the cross. Jesus will receive you all polluted as you are, and will wash you in his blood and cleanse you from all pollution, and make you fit for the society of heavenly angels in a pure, harmonious heaven. There is no jar, no discord there. All is health, happiness, and joy. The world is a training school for the higher school, this life a preparation for the life to come. Here we are to be prepared for entrance into the heavenly courts. Here we are to receive and believe and practice the truth until we are made ready for a home with the saints in light.